második tárlatozása az Úrral, és a 186. vers következik.
Andhani tu agatartani tad artha agatalya nara yoja yanti tadayan anyai sa udhat yakta uchite. Translation. To explain an unclear word, then dimly join it with other words. Such an attempt is called udgatyapak. Udgatyaka.
Fordítás. Ha az emberek egy homályos jelentésű szót akarnak megmagyarázni, általában más szavakkal kapcsolják össze. Ezt a törekvést udgatyakának nevezik.
Purport. This verse is quoted from the Sahitya Dharpana 6289.
Magyarázat. Ez a vers idézik a Sahitya Dharpanából 6289.
Any questions?
Kérdés?
After all, I have some money. I took any time to write the people. All right. Text 187. Rai tahe kaha age angira vishesha shirupa ahena kichu shank irishapa ishap upesha. Ramana the Rai requested Sri Rupa Goswami to speak further about various portions of the play. Rupa Goswami briefly quoted his Dalit Madhava.
Amikor Ramana Dalaiának kérdésére Rupa Goswami, hogy beszélje tovább a színdarab különböző részeiről, Sri Rupa Goswami röviden Dalit Madhava című művét idézte.
Text 188. Harim udishyate raso bhara purata sangamat yat amuntama bhrasha vama dhrshanda padatihi prakaptas sarva drisha shriterapi. Translation. The dust from cows and calves on the road creates a kind of darkness, indicating that Krishna is returning home from the pasture. Also, the darkness of evening provokes the gopis to meet Krishna. Thus, the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis are covered by a kind of transcendental darkness and are therefore impossible for ordinary scholars of the Vedas to see.
Az úton a tenyerek és a porjak által felvett por egyfajta sötétséget teremt, amely azt jelzi, hogy Krisna hazafelé tart a legelőre. Az est sötétsége szintén arra buzdítja a gópikat, hogy találkozzon a Krisnával. Krisna és a gópik kedvelését így egyfajta transzcendentális sötétség borítja, ezért a védek közönséges tudósai nem láthatják őket.
Report this verse from the Lalita Madhava 1-3, first chapter verse 23, is spoken by Purnamasi in a conversation with Garga.
Magyarázat. Ezt a Lalita Madhavából származó verset 1.123 Purnamasi mondja egy Gargival folytatott beszélgetése során.
Krishna stated in Bhagavad Gita, Trigunya Vishaya Veda Nistrigunyo Arjuna. Thus he advised Arjuna to rise above the modes of material nature, for the entire Vedic system is filled with descriptions involving Satvagun, Rajagun, and Tamagun.
Krishna Bhagavad Gita 2.45 kijelenti Trigunya Vishaya Veda Nistrigunyo Arjuna. Azt tanácsolja Arjunának, hogy emelkedjen az anyagi természet kötőjei fölé, mert az egész védikus rendszer a szatvagunával, rajzsagunával és tamagunával kapcsolatos leírásokkal van teli.
People are generally covered by the quality of rajaguna and are therefore unable to understand the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis of Raj.
Az embereket általában a rajaguna kötőjei fedi, ezért képtelenek megérteni Krishna kedveléseit rajagópiaival.
Moreover, the quality of tamagun further disturbs their understanding in Vrindavan. However, although Krishna is covered by the hazy darkness of the dust, the gopis can nevertheless understand that within the dust storm is Krishna.
A tamoguna kötőereje további zavar fér megértésükben. Vrindavanban azonban, ha Krishnát a porködös sötétsége borítja, a gopik mégis megértik, hogy a porfelhőben ott van Krishna.
Because they are his topmost devotees, they can perceive his hand in everything.
Mivel ők Krisztának fő doktáit, mindenben érzékelik kezének jelenlétét.
Thus, even in the dark or in a hazy storm of dust, the devotees can understand what Krishna is doing. The purport of this verse is that Krishna is never lost under any circumstances to the vision of exalted devotees like the gopis.
A bakták tehát még sötétség nem, homály és porfelvőben is képesek megérteni, mit csinál Krishna. A vers mondani valója az, hogy Krishna a gópikhoz hasonló kiváló bakták soha, semmilyen körülmények között nem tévesztik szemem el.
Translation text 188. The dust from cows and calves on the road creates a kind of darkness indicating that Krishna is returning home from the pasture. Also the darkness of evening provokes the gopis to meet Krishna. Thus the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis are covered by a kind of transcendental darkness and are therefore impossible for ordinary scholars of Vedas to see.
Azután a tenyerek és a bolyak által feltett por egyfajta sötétséget terem, amely azt jelzi, hogy Krishna hazafelé tart a legelőről. Az est sötétsége szintén arra pozdítja a gópikat, hogy találkozzon a Krishnával. Krishna és a gópik kedvelései így egyfajta transzcendentális sötétség borítja, ezért a vélek közösség és tudósai nem láthatják őket.
So in these verses, Sri Ramana Devaray is making further inquiries from Sri Rupa Goswami about his play, the Lita
Madhava.
As we all know, one of Lord Chaitanya's principal instructions to the six Goswamis was to write books on the transcendental science of devotional service.
Ahogy tudjuk, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu egyik utasítása a Goswaminak az volt, hogy írjanak az adott szolgálat tudományáról.
And Rupa Goswami, Lalita Madhava was in response to that request of the work.
Rupa Goswami, Lalita Madhavaja az új elkezett kérésére tette a leget.
Actually, it was originally intended to be one drama along with the Gaudiya Madhava.
Eredetileg az volt a terve, hogy egy szép drámat írja a Gaudiya Madhavával együtt.
But as you know, as he was starting to write Satyabhama, Krishna's queen, and the work as she appeared to Rupa Goswami in the dream.
De amit tudjátok, Satyabhama, Krishna királyban megjelent Rupa Goswaminak egy álmában.
And she requested Rupa Goswami to divide the book into two parts.
És ő kérte meg Rupa Goswamit, hogy osszak két részre a könyvet.
Lalita Madhava and Vidagdha Madhava.
Lalita Madhava és Vidagdha Madhava.
So Lalita Madhava deals with Krishna's pastimes in Dwarka and Vidagdha Madhava deals with the Lord's pastimes in
Vrindavan.
So this is a treasure chest of nectar for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And there's many special verses as well in Lalita
Madhava.
One of my favorites is spoken by a personality called Shrutadhara. He says, O noble lady, great souls are always saved from suffering. He says, even if somehow or other a devotee takes birth as an animal in the jungle, as a human being in one of the directions of the world, as a demigod in the three celestial planets, or as a resident of hell, the Supreme Personality of Godhead always brings him to his lotus feet. He concludes by saying, the Lord never wishes to abandon
him.
So this means that wherever we may go in our devotional path, up or down or all around, the Lord is always our well-wisher. He will never abandon us. So Ramana Devaray was correct to inquire from Rupa Goswami about the deeper meaning of God and Krishna's transcendental pastimes. Why was he particularly inquiring from Sri Rupa Goswami? Because Sri Rupa Goswami was especially favored by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand these pastimes and to write about them.
és kérem a szemű különlegeskedjen kapott az újsítanától, hogy megjegyse ezek a megjegyzéseket és írja róluk.
That we understand from the often quoted prayer.
Ezt megértjük ebből a gyakran idézett imából.
Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Tena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Patanti Swam Patanti Kam. When will Sri Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter at his lotus feet?
Sri Rupa Goswami, aki megalapozta ebben a tanári világban az újsítani vágyadba teljesítő misszió, mikor fog nekem menedéket adni az ő lotus lábánál?
From this verse alone, we can appreciate that Rupa Goswami interested the mind of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ebben a versben megérthetjük, hogy Rupa Goswami értette Chaitanya Mahaprabhu elméjét.
And was able to fulfill his mission, which was to disseminate knowledge of the transcendental world.
És képes volt megteljesíteni a misszióját, ami az, hogy terjeszti a transzendentális világnak a különböző tudást.
As we know from carefully studying the scriptures, there's a number of different reasons why Lord Chaitanya appeared in this world.
Az írások figyelmes tanulmányozásából tudjuk, hogy az Úr Chaitanya miért jelent meg ebben a világban.
Specifically, there's two. There's the external and there's the internal.
Két ok van, egy belső és egy külső.
External reason. This is how it's put by our charge. The external reason was to establish, of course, the Yuga Dharma.
A külső ok, ahogy ezt az ácsárják mondják, az volt, hogy megalapozza a Yuga Dharmát.
Navantum sakshat bhagavat panitam. But for the Lord, no one else can establish the Yuga Dharma, the process for self-realization in any particular age.
Senki más nem tudja megalapozni a Yuga Dharmát, vagyis az önmegvalósítás folyamatát valamelyik korban senki más, mint az Úr.
So in each of the four ages the Lord comes.
Úgy igazva helye minden év korszakban.
In Satya Yuga he came as Kapila.
Satya Yuga van ér, mint Kapila.
In Treta Yuga he came as Yagya.
Treta Yuga van, mint Yagya.
In Tapura Yuga he came as Krishna himself.
Nápari Yuga van, úgy ez, mint maga Krishna.
And in Kali Yuga the incarnation who establishes the Yuga Dharma, which is the Sankatam movement, he's generally blackish.
És Kali Yuga van az az inkarnáció, aki megalapozza a Yuga Dharmát, általában fekete színű.
But in this age, this is a special incarnation of Mahaprabhu. He appears in a golden color. With the bhava and the dhoti of Srimati Radharani. What does bhava? Bhava means like the mood, and dhoti means the complexion. He appears with the mood and the complexion of Srimati
Radharani.
Why? Because he wanted to understand the special nature of Radharani's attraction or love for him. Why is Krishna so attractive? Because he's Bhagavan, he's the owner of all opulences. He's Manohara, he attracts the hearts and the minds of his devotees. He's very attractive. And amongst those devotees who are attracted to Krishna, Radharani, she's the best, she's the specialist. So Kaviraj Goswami elaborates extensively in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, one time Krishna was thinking, what is it about me that causes Radharani to love me so much? She has a very special love. All my devotees love me, but she has a very special love. She has Mahabhav, which is the deepest love. Only a few personalities can understand the special nature of this love. Radharani, one is Lord Chaitanya, and one is Madhavendra Puri. And he was so fascinated by her love that he was analyzing this love. He thought, although this love is perfect, it's always increasing. And although it's pure, it's very crooked. And although it's the highest love, he thought, it's the least understood. What is it that she experiences? How feels it that she loves me more than I can understand. Actually, the joy is pointing out there's more joy in loving than being loved. Someone may love you, but you may be indifferent. But the person who experienced that love, he's overwhelmed. So Krishna wants to know what is the special nature of this love. So the only way he could understand it is that if he took her position and experienced it.
Ezt csak úgy tudta megérteni, hogy ha elfoglalja az ő helyzetét és megtapasztalja azt.
The Raj Goswami says, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radhe Krishna, Nahi Ranga.
Krishna Goswami Raj Goswami ezt a verset idézi.
That Lord who was originally one, who became two to experience transcendental pastimes.
Azt mondja, hogy az Úr egy volt, aki kettővé vált, hogy megtapasztalja a transzendentális kezdeléseket.
He was originally one, but he expanded his Ladini Shakti, his internal pleasure potency, as Radha, and they enjoyed transcendental pastimes. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radhe Krishna, I only became one, became two. Now they've again become one in the embodiment of Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
Krishna accepted her position and his personality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He made his bhava and his duty, he made his mood and his complexion just like her. Her complexion is duty, it's like gold, because the external appearance is a reflection of the internal mood. Or as they say, the face is the index of the mind. It's like if you're very angry, people can tell because your face becomes red. If you're very happy inside, people can tell because your face is shining. It's like when Thay Prabhupada was crossing the street in London, and one of the policemen grabbed Prabhupada's servant and said, "Look, your spiritual master is glowing." So Radharani is, her complexion is like gold, which is a symptom of the love of her love in her heart. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when taking the mood of Radharani, he also took her complexion. Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. So she's Tapta Kanchana. Kanchana is very gold. She's very golden. So in this age, the Yuga Avatar is not blackish, he's golden. And he came as a devotee chanting Krishna's name as she does. And feeling pangs of separation from Krishna. As she does. This is actually predicted in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Karan Tisha Krishnam Sangopanga Shiparshanam Yadnai Sanvitantara Priyanti Isamedhshara. This incarnation will come in Kali Yuga, and you can recognize him because he'll always be chanting the names of Krishna and he'll be surrounded by his confidential associates.
Ebben a korban eljön az inkarnáció, és fel lehet ismerni arra, hogy mindig Isten szenteit énekli, és a bensőséges társai veszik körül.
The same associates who surround Krishna in the spiritual world will also appear in the Kali Yuga, but instead of having female forms like the Sakis or the Manjaris, they'll have male forms, and they'll be the intimate associates of that sannyasi.
Ugyanazok a társak, akik Krisnát előveszik a lelki világban, mit szakik, hogy mondják, eljönnek az anyagi világba az Úr Csaitanyával, és ott lesznek az ő társai.
So I have that golden complexion because I have the mood of Radha, which was his desire to understand that mood.
És olyan színű volt, mert Rádának a hangulatában volt, és ezt akart ő megérteni.
This is also nicely described by Sri Rupa Goswami elsewhere.
Ezt Sri Rupa Goswami más részében leírja.
Goswami wrote volumes of literature. He wrote one beautiful poem called The Second of Eight Prayers Glorifying Lord Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
There he says, Aparam kasyapi panahi janabhindasya utupi. He says, no person desired to taste the limitless nectarian mellows of love of one of his multitude of loving damsels, Srimati Radharani. He wanted to taste the love of
Radharani.
And so he has assumed the form of Lord Chaitanya. He has tasted that love while hiding his own dark complexion. With a refulgent yellow color. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, show us his causeless mercy. So he had to hide his own dark complexion. So essentially, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appearing in this world in the mood of a lover. And that symptoms of that love were often manifest. Although Mahaprabhu demonstrated that generally devotee tries to hide those ecstatic symptoms of God, so he's not worshipped or adored by the general public for the wrong reason. We want to follow a devotee because that devotee is instructing us very carefully in the science of
devotion.
We follow him because of the valuable instructions that he's giving us in Krishna consciousness. So, generally devotees, if they have some ecstatic symptoms, they hide them from the general public. But, because spirit is more powerful than matter, sometimes those ecstatic symptoms, they just overflow. Jesus said, my cup runneth over with love. Srila Prabhupada, when he was with us, sometimes those, on rare occasions, those transcendental emotions were also manifest. One time in Mayapur, Prabhupada was giving class on the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya. And as he was speaking about the deep mercy of Lord Chaitanya and spreading his Sangatam all over the world, and Prabhupada was looking at and seeing an audience full of devotees from many countries around the world. Prabhupada just stopped speaking and he went into ecstasy and was crying. This is in front of thousands of devotees. I remember the moment very clearly, nobody knew what to do. Should we allow Prabhupada to relish in that way, or should we say something? Everyone was a little embarrassed, so everyone was quiet. A minute or two passed. And then one of the GBC men, he started singing, Namo Om Vishnu Pradaya, Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale, Srimati Vakti, and then Prabhupada came out.
He was a little shy, Prabhupada.
He just kept speaking, but later I heard there was a debate amongst the GBC if that devotee should have spoken up or not. Anyway, devotee just hides. So Mahaprabhu would also, especially when he was in the company of materialistic people or mayavadis like this, he would be very careful not to manifest these ecstatic symptoms. It was only when he was with his most confidential devotees that they would flow very freely. The Rath Yatra was always a very special event because there he was with his devotees, and of course there were the multitude of the masses, but because it was a very special event signifying taking Krishna back from Dwarka to Vrindavan, such a joyous event for all the Rajvasis, that Krishna's coming back to Vrindavan, in that moment his cup also overran with love, and he would exhibit these ecstatic symptoms of love at Rath Yatra. It manifests the eight bodily transformations of ecstatic love. This is also nicely described by Rupa Goswami in his prayer called Desire Tree of Prayers to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In text 2, he says, decorating himself with the jewels of paleness, becoming stunned, stuttering, trembling, shedding tears, and bodily hairs erect with joy, laughing and perspiring, as he danced for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rise in my heart and make me mad with
love.
So one time at the Rath Yatra, the devotees noticed that Lord Chaitanya was singing a very special song.
Actually,
it was kind of special because it wasn't really like, it didn't appear to be shastric. It was more like a, you could say, a love ballad. Yahakumara harasa eva hi farash. That very personality has stole away my heart during my youth.
Az a személyiség, aki fiatalkoromban ellopta a szívemet.
Now again my master.
Most megint a mesterem.
These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra.
Most is Chaitra hónapnak ugyanazok a teli holtas éjszakai vannak.
The same fragrance of the malati flowers is there.
Most is a malati virágoknak az illatát érzem.
And the same sweet breezes are coming from the Kadamba forest.
És a Kadamba erdőben ugyanaz az édes szemlő fúj.
In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover. Still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the river.
Near
the Vaikasi tree, this is my desire.
So
there's no mention of Radha Krishna here. Kind of like a love poem. I'm sure many love poems available at that time. This is the material world, and since it's a memorial, boys have been attracted to girls, and girls have been attracted to boys. But the whole purpose of spiritual life is to purify those emotions. That lust is a perverted reflection of our love for Radha and Krishna.
Ez a tényleg Krishna iránti szeretetünknek a torz visszatükröződése.
The whole goal of the devotees is to transfer those desires to the desires of loving love.
A bhaktán célja az, hogy ezeket a vágyakat Radha és Krishna szeretetére irányítsa.
Rupa Goswami prays.
Rupa Goswami
prays. The young boys are attracted to young girls are attracted to young boys with the same intensity but in a transcendental way, my Lord, let me be attached to your lotus feet.
Uram, hát csak, ahogy a fiatal fiúk vonzottak a fiatal lányokhoz, és hogy a fiatal lányok vonzottak a fiatal fiúkhoz, ugyanilyen módon vonzódnék én a te lótuszikámathoz.
Of course, Lord Chaitanya would not thinking in a purely transcendental way, but not everyone understood that.
Persze ez úgy sikerült, hogy nem világi módon gondolkodott, hanem transzendentális módon, ezt nem mindenki értette.
People were thinking, what is this sannyasi singing a love song?
Az emberek azt gondolták, hogy miért jönnek nélkül ez a sannyasi egy szerelmes dalt.
Of course, his intimate associates like Swami Tamanya Goswami and Ramana Roy, they knew.
Persze a bensőséges társai, mint Swami Tamanya Goswami és Ramana Roy, ők értették.
Because again, they're his confidential associates in his pastimes in the spiritual world.
Mert ők a belsőséges társai a lelki világban kettőségben.
Anyway, it was revealed to the world by the mercy of Rupa Goswami. What was the actual mind of Lord Chaitanya?
Minden esetre Rupa Goswami volt az, aki megnyilvánította a világ számára, hogy mi volt Chaitanya Mahaprabhu elmében.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go to visit Haridasa Thakur in Jagannath Puri.
Az Úr Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gyakran meglátogatta Haridasa Thakur Jagannath Puriban.
He was Namacharya Namaharishi Haridasa Thakur. He was the great a teacher of the chanting of the holy names, and one of the most exalted devotees, but he was very humble. Because of his Muslim birth, he could barely go into the town. He would stay out by Siddha Bell Pool, and he would chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, all day.
Miatt is ezért mindig ott volt a szinagógán, és ott énekelt a szenteleket.
He wouldn't go into the Jagannath temple.
Nem ment a Jagannath templomba.
Because he was such an exalted devotee, but Jagannath would come see him every day.
Nem ment olyan emelkedett fogta volt az ott. Jagannath eljött, hogy minden nap lássa őt.
His form is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu formájában.
So, one day Mahaprabhu went to visit Haridasa Thakur.
Egy nap Chaitanya Mahaprabhu elment oda a Haridasa Thakurhoz.
And he was entering into the heart of Haridasa Thakur, the Bhajan Puja, he noticed there was this palm leaf stuck inside the grass of that hut, and he, out of curiosity, just pulled it out and read it.
És ugye készülben lépni Haridasa Thakurnak a kónyomájában észrevette, hogy a tetőbe a nála közében van tűzve egy pálma levél, és akkor kíváncsiságban kihozta azt, és elolvasta.
There was actually a verse which had been written by Sri Rupa Goswami, who stuck it there, he'd gone away for lunch, put it there, and Mahaprabhu happened to find it.
Ez egy vers volt, amit Srila Rupa Goswami írt, elment ebédelni, és azt, amikor megírta, akkor oda betűzte, és Chaitanya Mahaprabhu megtalálta azt.
Mahaprabhu read that verse of Rupa Goswami, he was astonished.
És amikor Mahaprabhu elolvasta Rupa Goswami versét, akkor megtöbbent.
After that, broke that verse, that is the pride and joy of all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas.
Ez a sóka, ez a vers a Gaudiya Vaishnavas büszkesége és öröme.
It's one of the essential verses of our Gaudiya Vaishnavas on the day. One that's there always on the tip of the tongue of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas.
Gaudiya Vaishnavas szemben egyik kincse, és mindig a Gaudiya Vaishnavas nyelvének a hegyén ott van.
Very famous. If you do a Google, one time you do a Google search, I was thinking, all glories to the internet, because when you did just the first few words of that shloka, it comes up 1,000 times in the internet. Well, of course, to understand it, we need to understand Krishna consciousness and Srila Prabhupada's teaching.
Persze az, hogy meg tudjuk érteni, az úgy kell megérteni, hogy Krishna tanítója, Srila Prabhupada tanítja.
Priyasa yam Krishna sahachari guru kshetra vilatastu tamsara kala. It goes on. My dear friend.
Kedves barátom.
Now I've met my very old and dear friend Krishna.
Most találkoztam a nagyon régi és kedves barátommal Krishnával.
On this field of guru kshetra.
A guru kshetra is a tanazen.
I am the same Radharani and now we are meeting together.
Én ugyanaz a rendeleni vagyok, és most újra találkozunk.
It is very pleasant.
Ez nagyon jó.
But I would still like to go to the bank at the Jamuna.
De még mindig inkább szeretnék a Jamuna partjára menni.
Beneath the trees in the forest there.
Az ottani erdei fák alá.
I wish to hear the vibration of his sweet flute playing the fifth note.
Szeretném hallani a fuvarájának az édes hangját, ami az ötödik hangon szól.
Within the forest of Vrindavan.
Vrindavan erdejében.
So Mahaprabhu said, who has understood my mind?
És akkor Mahaprabhu azt mondja, ki értette meg az én elmémet?
Because if you're listening carefully, you'll see the parallels between what Lord Chaitanya was singing during the yatra and what Rupa Goswami has written down.
Ez, hogyha figyelmesen hallgatjátok, akkor látjátok a hasonlóságot. A között a írás között, amit az úrcsit egyenlát lehet rendeneket, és amit jutalmas szükségre leírt.
This is actually the mind of the Lord Chaitanya who was singing that verse during Ratha Yatra. This is what he was thinking. This was his heart of hearts. This was the purpose of his descent as Krishna into this world in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to understand the love of Radharani. Here it is, the whole essence of the meaning of that confidential pastime.
Amikor az Úrcsitanya ezt a verset énekelte a Ratha Yatrának, hogy igazából annak ez volt a jelentése, és ez meghatározta az Úrcsitanya parászállásának az okát, hogy megértse Radharaninak a hangulatát, ezt a kettőszeretet is kettőszer.
So he took that palm leaf. Only you could have, historically, have that palm leaf somewhere in some Vaishnava museum.
És akkor fogta ezt a palm leaf, de jó lenne, hogyha meglenne ez a palm leaf, ez a történelmi darab valahol egy Vaishnava múzeumban.
He took that palm leaf and he showed it to Swarupa Damodara Goswami.
Fogta ezt a palm leaf, és megmutatta Swarupa Damodara Goswaminak.
He said, how is it that Rupa Goswami has understood my heart?
Just like that, like,
and so Balaram Goswami said something very important. He said, because you have bestowed your causeless mercy, he has understood these
things.
And this is the whole process of Krishna consciousness. By mercy we understand you. By whose mercy? By Guru Vaishnava, by the mercy of God, by the mercy of the Guru, and by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, all these confidential truths are potentially revealed to the sincere
candidate.
So, Brother Guru Gaya said, yes, I met Rupa Goswami at Vayag, I instructed him in these things, and I, by my causeless mercy, he has understood. He was very happy. And then Mahaprabhu left. And sometime later, as Rupa Goswami was writing this Lalit Madhava, which is the subject matter of today's verse in Purport, actually, as he was writing this book, Mahaprabhu came to see him.
És egy kicsit később, amikor Rupa Goswami Lalita Madhavát írt, ami a mai versnek a témája, Mahaprabhu elment hozzá.
Lord Chaitanya was a beginner's flat. He's all knowing and all pervasive. Nevertheless, the Lila unfolded. He said to Rupa Goswami, what type of book are you writing, Rupa?
Az Úr Chaitanya, aki minden tudó és minden látható, itt a Lila kedvéért feltette ezt a kérdést, hogy milyen könyvet írsz, Rupa?
And the sign of great devotees, one sign of their greatness is their humility. They never consider themselves great. They simply consider them that the Lord has been very kind to empower them to do, Guru and Gauranga have empowered them to do some service. They never take any credit. For all that Srila Prabhupada did,
and will do,
whenever his disciples are glorified, Prabhupada bowed his head and he said, it is all the mercy of my Guru
Maharaj.
Imbibed after his own spiritual
master.
One time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was engaged in a great debate. His father was actually meant to go to the debate, but it was a debate between the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas, who was superior.
And
the room was full of Vaishnavas and the room was full of Brahmanas. And he approached the subject matter very diplomatically, very intelligently. He began by glorifying the Brahmanas, not challenging them. Because Vaishnavas are naturally Brahmanas, but they're Shudra-Shakta, they're in transcendental goodness. But he glorified them. Oh, Brahmanya Devaya, oh, Brahmanya Hitaya Chava. Jagati Kaya Krishnaya Govindaya. All you Brahmanas, you are the gods on earth.
The Brahmanas.
do your mouth purification. But then he went on to explain the superiority of Shudarshanattva, or pure goodness, over mundane goodness, that mundane goodness is a stepping stone into transcendence. And he did it so expertly that at the end it was only sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. All the Brahmins, sadhu, sadhu.
Aztán elkezdte magyarázni, hogy a legjóság a magasabb szinten áll a transzendentális jóság, és ez igazából csak egy ugrópőre, hogy eléri azt az ember, és annyira szépen beszélt, hogy a végén csak így dicsőítették, hogy szállt a szád.
Now this is the devotees, they have this customs coming to Islam, but they're all flawed or something. That's my third tradition.
Manapságban a magták között ez a szokás, hogy tapsolnak, amikor van valami, amit értékelnek, de igazából nem ez a mi hagyományunk. Felteszik a kezüket, és azt mondják, hogy szádu, szádu.
This is our Vaishnava etiquette.
Ez a Vaishnava etiquette.
So the room was just full of this praise for Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
És akkor ez az egész terem megy fel Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati dicsőítésével.
He would have nothing to do with it.
De neki semmi köze nem volt hozzá.
He went like this.
Így csinált.
And naturally caused this huge assembly, a packed hall to kind of part in the middle, and at the back of the assembly hall, with the chapal, with the sandals, was his Guru Maharaj, Gokushnadas Babaji Maharaj, sitting with the sandals, he was sitting, in great ecstasy and bliss, he come to hear his disciple. Bhaktisiddhanta indicated that he is the source of my mercy.
És akkor ugye kezével így mintett Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, és a természetes következménye az volt, hogy így székéltette meg, és ott még a teremben látóra ott ült Gaurikishvara Swamiji Maharaj is énekelt a szendemet, és Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati akkor így utalt rá, hogy ő minden tudásomnak a forrása. A Guru Maharajomnak
köszönhető.
Én csak az ő kegyében állok.
Az Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is nem szerintem running behind him, shouting Krishna, Krishna.
Amit a Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur mondja, hogy csak rodogod veled, és mondom, hogy Krishna, Krishna.
Szóval Gaurikishvara Swamiji Maharaj realized if anyone was looking at him, paying attention, he immediately disappeared.
És amikor Gaurikishvara Swamiji Maharaj észrevette, hogy mindenki őre figyel, akkor azonnal eltűnt.
This is Tridhar Bhisa Nitya Dora Bhisa Ishtana Amani Namani Kirtanya. The crest and jewel of all the devotees qualities which are bestowed upon my Guru and Guranga is his humility.
Az összes jó tulajdonságnak ez a legnagyobb drága köve, amit a Marufan és Guranga-tól kapunk, ez az alázat.
And that humility is not something artificial, it's natural, it's as a result of his advancement in Krishna consciousness.
És ez az alázat nem egy mesterséges dolog, hanem a Krishna tudatban való fejlődés természetes következménye.
Because as you advance in Krishna consciousness, you actually understand that God is very great. It's like if you go out to the nature sometimes, you're overwhelmed, all the nature, you feel, although you're a big person, when you see the mountains and the crashing of the light, you feel very small. So one who's actually realized Krishna, a devotee will feel very small.
Ez egy valaki egy nagy embert, hogy aki meg a természetbe is látja a napfegyeket, és a megbőrgést, és ugye természetet, akkor látja, hogy milyen parány, és ugyanígy, hogyha valaki tényleg megvalósítja a Krisnát, és érti, hogy Krisna milyen hatalmas, akkor nagyon parányinak érzi magát.
So, what is this, what kind of book are you writing?
És akkor Mahaprabhu kérdezi, hogy miféle könyvet írsz?
No. He grabbed that book.
Mondta, hogy nem, és akkor így elragadtatta rá ezt a könyvet.
He read one verse. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many mouths. And when the holy name enters into the ears, we desire millions of ears. And then when the holy name dances within the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind. And all the senses become very
clear.
So please, because this is his mission to let the world know the glories of the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. How it burns to ashes all the karmic reactions within the heart. How it uproots those nasty material desires and throws them to a distant place. And how it awakens bhava, prema within the heart. He was very happy to read this. So he embraced Rupa Goswami. And Haridastaka was here, also embraced
him.
So then, on the third occasion, which is actually what we're reading now, I think this is that part of it. He wanted all the Vaishnavas to know the glories of Rupa
Goswami.
Because, like anything, Krishna consciousness is all about follow the leader. We follow our spiritual authorities, our spiritual masters. And Mahaprabhu wanted the world to know in particular this providential nature of his mission. He was going to reveal it through the personality of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was not necessarily senior by age. For example, his elder brother was Srila Sanatana Goswami, who he often referred to as one of his spiritual
masters.
Vaitacharya was older by years as well, but he was to be known as senior in that he was empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to reveal this confidential reasoning from Mahaprabhu's appearance, so that in one sense the whole world could
understand.
So he came with confidential associates like Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy. And they approached Rupa Goswami, and Mahaprabhu said, repeat that verse, Priya Swam, so nice. You repeat that verse about the glories of the Holy Name. And the devotees were astonished. Because up until this time, the world had not really understood the real depth of the meaning of the holy names. Or the effects that they produce. They express the name of Krishna.
Krishna name.
Because there's primary and secondary names of God. And they all have some desirable results. Like one name of God is Bhagyan.
It's
the owner of all the opulences. And those opulences are very nicely manifested in Vaikuntha. And if you chant the names of those Vaikuntha deities, like Ram, Narasimha, so powerful those names are, they'll take you to that place. The power of the mantra, by chanting that mantra, you achieve that desired result. So by chanting those names describing the opulences of God, you can achieve that wonderful Vaikuntha. That is something very wonderful. But Acharya, as Prabhupada has very nicely elegant his truth spoken concisely, somewhere he said this, Vaikuntha, this is the official kingdom of God.
So
like he said, the office. Like a man with his personal home and he has his office. But at home, he's more his natural self and intimate loving dealings with his family members. But when he goes to the office, it's high and more official and there's work to be done.
ez irodába, akkor felveszi a gyakkedőjét, és hivatalosan viszel az
innétig. So the subtleties of our Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, you know, we want to go to Vaikuntha in a general sense, meaning the kingdom of God, the place where there's no anxiety.
A Gaudiya Vaishnavaknak az a megértése, hogy igen, mi el akarom menni Vaikunthára az általános értelemre, vagyis el akarjuk érni Isten kívánságát, ahol nincsen aggodalom.
But we have a very specific destination in Vaikuntha. We want to go to one particular planet
called Holoka.
With the Lord associates or engages in pastimes with his devotees in a very intimate, loving manner. So there, Lord is known as Krishna. Shamsun, Gokulam, and these are very intimate names indicating the sweetness of the Lord's intimate name. But if you chant those names, there's a go to that
distinction.
If you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. It's been understood your destination is
Goloka.
Just like the followers of Lord Chaitanya, although there are some exceptions, even during his pastimes, there were Ram Bhaktas, etc. But generally, like Anupama, dozens of the followers of Lord Chaitanya, they're wanting to go to
Goloka.
That is the purpose of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan.
Because
Maratham Dashala Prabhupada has told us, both playing God, Hare Rama Sankirtan, this Sankirtan movement, the vibration of Hare Krishna, it's coming from Golok, it will take you to Golok.
So
Rupa Goswami understood all these things as he received the mercy of the Lord in Prayag. And devotees realized that Guru Goswami was blessed to fulfill Lord Chaitanya's inner confidential desires. Only one who is blessed can understand. So he's our, Rupa Goswami is our Rasacharya. He's explained these things very nicely. Before the six Goswamis, before Lord Chaitanya, it was a little vague. Even nowadays, if you, in our preaching work, the subject matter of religion is love of God. And most people in the world are quote-unquote religious. To a greater or lesser degree, they're religious. The word religion comes from the Latin verb religio, which means to reconnect with God. But unless you know who somebody is, how you can love them? What is the inspiration to love? It's the detail of a particular person's personality. Why do you choose this person as your husband or this girl as your wife amongst so many women or so many men? Because it's the way she walks, it's the way she talks, it's the way she
thinks.
But this is the impetus. There's something personal that Pum Shas Triyavi Tani Vavam Teo Vito Vidaya Kanti Maho Maho Krishna Sita Janasi Maho Yama. That's another class in itself. But
it's
a detail there. And that. So the same is true in the absolute sense. It's Krishna's. It's like when Prabhupada was thinking about a name for his society, incorporating a society in America.
What is it that we are saying? Why is it that Krishna is ezzel kapcsolatban megemlíthetjük, amikor is gondolkodott, hogy milyen a szervezetnek tűnik a neve.
Mukunda Maharaj is not often known, but Mukunda Maharaj suggested Prabhupada, Prabhupada, why don't we call it the International Society for God Consciousness?
Ez nem mindenki tudja, de Mukunda Maharaj volt az, aki felvetett egyetlen, nem mindig, hogy a szervezetüket, mint a Isten tudat nemzetközi szervezete.
And Prabhupada, no, we'll call it the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
És akkor Prabhupada gondolkozott, és mondta, hogy nem, most fogjuk nevezni ennek a Krishna tudat nemzetközi szervezete.
Because God's a general title like president.
Mert az Isten egy ilyen általános cím, mint az
Who is the next president of America?
Ki lesz a még a következő elnöke?
Of course, you probably don't know these things. McCain, Hillary Clinton, or Obama? Don't raise your hands, it's okay. So, the president's the title. Who holds the title? This is the important thing. To the American people, not that there's a president. Right now, the American people are thinking, who's the next president? So, who's God?
Ki lesz a cím, és az emberek olyan kezden gondolkodnak, hogy ki lesz a következő az elnök, tehát a kérdés az, hogy ki Isten.
Therefore, Prabhupada entitled the summary of the 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Ezért nevezte el Prabhupada a 10. ének összefoglaló könyvét, úgyhogy Krishna az Istenségek nagyobb
személyiség.
Tudjuk is valami.
We know what name, fame, form, but we know everything is Prabhupada against him. We know joke, we know God's telephone number.
Tudjuk a nevéket, tulajdonságait, a kezdeléseit, a viccát, Prabhupada, tudjuk a telefonszámát is.
What is the impetus? The impetus is his tripanga sundara, his threefold bending form with his yellow dhoti.
Mi az, ami inspirálja a szeretetünket, az ő három helye meghajlott formája, a sárga dhotija.
Keshava, his long, black flowing.
Keshava, a fekete,
eyes like lotus,
hosszú haja, a szemei olyanak, mint a lótuszírók és a fejében.
Lips red like bimbo.
A zajkai olyan pirosak, mint egy
pirosak. His teeth set like rose of pearls.
A fogai olyanak, mint egy gyöngysor.
His vajjayanti garland.
A vajjayanti fűzője.
Five types of flowers.
A féle virágból
készült. Under the ankles.
A lejjel a bokájáig.
These are the details.
Ez az a részletet.
So, because some of you warns the materials. If you look, if you've taken the vow that you will enjoy this world.
Tapasztalni figyelmezteti az embereket, hogy a materialisták az, hogyha fogadalmat tettél, hogy élvezni akarod ezt a világot.
Then don't go to Praj.
Akkor ne menjél Prajába.
And happen to go down to the banks of the Jumna River on the full moon night.
Hogy abban a partjára egy teli holdas éjszakán.
Because very likely you'll see Govinda there.
De jó esélye van annak, hogy meglátod a Govindát.
The transcendental form playing his flute, attracting the hearts of his devotees.
A transcendentális formájában, hogy a fuvaráját játsz és vonzza a baktáit.
So overpowering, so overwhelming, so enchanting at the heart, you'll break your vows.
Ez annyira megnyugvező, annyira elrabolja a szívet, hogy meg fogjátok szakítani a fogadalmatokat.
What's the vow? Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. This
is the fogadalom, csak együnk, ígyunk, legyünk boldogok, mert holnap meghalunk.
Gladiator.
Ez a gladiátor fogadalma, ez a materialista fogadalma.
This type of vow you can break.
Ezt a fajta fogadalmat meg lehet törni.
Those vows are broken the moment of initiation. You take the vow, no more sinful activity, only Krishna consciousness.
Szabadáskor az ember megtöri ezt a fogadalmat, amikor fogadalmat tesz arra, hogy nem követel több bűnös tettet, hanem Krishna tudat vagyok.
Consciousness is the concept that God exists. That's nice.
Nem csak itt van ez a koncepció, hogy létezik Isten, ez egy jó dolog.
But without philosophy, without the detailed understanding given by our acharyas, particularly the six Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, you can't go very far with that sentiment.
A filozófia nélkül és azok nélkül a részletek nélkül, amiket az acharyáik és főleg a hat Goswami adtak, nem lehet túl messzi jutni.
Religion without philosophy, philosophy without religion is mental speculation. Everyone comes with a little sentiment. No one comes with a pure desire. But hearing this authorized philosophy of Krishna, that sentiment turns into genuine devotion.
De amikor halljuk ezt a hiteles filozófiát, akkor ebben az érzelemből valódi odaadás lesz.
Sentiment of Monday, by because it's directed towards Krishna, even the first day, it has some substance.
Nem olyan érzelem, mert az első naptól Krishnára irányítjuk ezt, és ezért van valami szubstanciája.
Monday sentiment is some spiritual sentiment. Adoption, hatha, tata, sadhu, sangha, tata, jinnakriya, nartya, nivetisa. It's a little faith you get I associate it with Vaishnavas. It's not so clear, but it's something. Because it's directed in the right way, it's okay. One time a man said to Prabhupada, you can't say that your disciples have bhakti. Bhakti is something very exalted. Even Prabhupada said, real bhakti begins when you're free from sex desire. So this is not bhakti, it's bhakti, he said, it's bhakti. It's directed to Hari Guru Vaishnava. It's like green mango, ripe mango. Obviously, when you have some guests over, then you want to have the ripe mango, you can cut out and give to your guests.
Because
green mango is also important. Because from green mango we make achar. Pickle. Patak. Patak medium. Patak hot. Honey lips. Patak medium. They don't even make mild anymore. Patak medium. Hot. Achar. And you can digest. So green mango is also where do you get the achar? You cut the green mango out of the
pickle.
It's also the devotion. My disciples, they have like the green. It will ripen one day. By Shatan Bhakti, by following the authorized rules and regulations, their sentiment will turn into affection and then devotion.
So,
without understanding who is God, what is the impetus to love? Why do you love it? Because He's God. Why does the President Bush love it? Because he's president? No, because he's her husband and her wife. So this is the mercy of our... The form of the Goswamis is... There was something there, but even that was in the realm of Vaikuntha Mahaprabhu broke open the storehouse of Rajmak. Actually, without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, it's not possible to understand these pastimes. Difficult to understand. If you want to understand Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes, they're very crooked and extremely difficult to understand. Like the movement of a snake. Have you seen a snake? Snakes, they move forward, but they move kind of sideways. I was in Australia recently, this huge snake was coming across the road. I mean, he was like from here to that wall, I'm not exaggerating. And they come out of the jungle or the forest and they go into the neighborhood, so people are terrified in the Brisbane area. So the snake was going, and one guy in the car, he wanted to kill the snake before it got into the neighborhood. But the snake was going this way, and he was also going sideways, and he outmaneuvered the car. Difficult to understand a little, but you can't. In your mind, you can't understand. how the mercy of Lord Chaitanya can this difficult subject matter be understood. Very important verse. That which is most difficult becomes possible. When I first joined the movement and I was asked to give class the first week, so it was like an ISKCON in the old days. This morning's Bhagavatam class will be given by Dr. Brian. And I remember, I'm trying to like really prepare. I can, one point I said, don't be afraid of this philosophy. Just try to understand and serve it all come in time. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, that which is so difficult to understand, it becomes easy. I remember reading one time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was brought up in British India. So the schools he went to were often, they were run by missionaries.
Az iskolákat misszionáriusok vezették.
So just like all that he went to Scottish Church University or school. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was born in that, and he eventually, when he realized who Lord Chaitanya was, he actually referred to Lord Chaitanya interestingly as his Eastern Savior.
Érdekes, hogy Bhaktivinoda Thakur ezeket a dolgokat tanult, és amikor megismerkedett az Úr Chaitanyával, akkor
as he was born to us, this is given to the Christian, our Savior Jesus, so that later when he came in contact with the Gaudiyas, he referred to Lord Chaitanya as his Eastern Savior. When he first came in contact with the devotees, he read Srimad Bhagavatam, and he was admitting that it was really hard for him to understand how God is dealing like this with the young girls in Prajan, and it appeared to be more. This is just a pastime because he's been totally very slow. But then later he read Chaitanya Charitamrita. When he read Chaitanya Charitamrita, a Kaviraj Goswami, then he understood these pastimes of Krishna, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
És amikor Bhaktivinoda-tánikor először kapcsolatba került a baktákkal, és erről a Srimad Bhagavatamot, akkor elismerte, hogy nagyon nehéz neki megérteni ezeket a elsőséges kettelésait viselnek a gópikkal, persze csak a kezdésével, mert ő örökké felszabadult élet. De amikor Krishna ezt a Viharás Goswami Chaitanya Charitamritát olvasta, akkor megértette ezeket a dolgokat.
So, technically we're core bhaktas.
Technikailag mi core bhakták vagyunk.
Because by the mercy of Guranga we can understand all things.
Mert korábban egyébként tudjuk megérteni Rádát és Krisztát.
Before we chant Hare Krishna, we chant Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Bhakta. Hare Krishna énekünk
Sharadének egyesztőnökre.
Once I wrote Prabhupada, I asked him for permission to install Gornitai deities in my Sankirtan family.
Egyszer írtam Prabhupádnak, és engedélyt kértem tőle, hogy Gornitai murtikat avatassam majd Sankirtan pachimba.
And Prabhupada wrote back, he said, it's not such a good idea because you don't have so much time to do the puja because your Sankirtan devotees are distributing my books. He said, simply have a nice picture of Panchatattva.
He
put it to the picture of Panchatattva, and he said, he concluded, because Panchatattva is the deity for Kali Yuga.
És a Panchatattvát imádt, vagy azok meg is jelentettek a kutyát, és így fejezte, hogy azért, mert a Panchatattva a Kali-yuga istensége.
By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, who is Lord and Krishna, we can understand these wonderful pastimes in the spirit.
Persze, Prabhupád minden felébe avatt a Krisna múltjára, de az Úr Chaitanya kegyéből tudjuk megérteni Rádé és Krisnát.
This is all available to us by
segíthető számunkra.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Sri Rupa Goswami Prabhupada ki, Guru